Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
After more than 2 years of investigations, a turning point on the road to justice for many Tasmanian child abuse victim survivors, Premier Jeremy Rockliffe has apologised to all those let down by state institutions.
We are deeply sorry to all those who have suffered abuse in Tasmanian institutions and to your families and loved ones. We failed you. We are all accountable and we are sorry.
Formally titled the Commission of Inquiry into the Tasmanian Government's Responses to Child Sexual Abuse in Institutional Settings, its report is so expansive it comes in two briefcases and weighs 14 kilograms. The Premier has thanked all those who delivered harrowing testimonies across 9 weeks of public hearings, leading to this moment.
To all survivors of child abuse who shared their personal experiences through the Commission of the Inquiry, and to all those who spoke out on behalf of others to ensure that their voices were heard, we thank you.
While the final report is now public, for survivor Sam Leishman, this is only the beginning.
It's important to remember as well that this report is being called a final report. There's nothing final about it at all. This might be the end of the Commission of Inquiry and the Commissioner's role in this, but really it's just the beginning.
The report includes 75 findings and makes 191 recommendations covering various institutions, including Launceston General Hospital, the Education Department, youth detention and out-of-home care. The Premier says the government will take action.
Now that we have the Commission's recommendations, we will use these to strengthen the protective framework to safeguard our children into the future.
The recommendations include establishing a stronger commission for children and young people with three key role holders: a commissioner with expanded powers and functions, a new commissioner for Aboriginal children and young people, and a new independent child advocate for those in out-of-home care and youth detention.
Collectively, we must be bold and brave as we implement much needed change. To tick a box against the recommendations is not enough. I want Tasmania to be nation leading when it comes to keeping children and young people safe.
Other recommendations include creating stronger mechanisms for institutions to protect children from adults who pose a risk to them, ensuring staff and volunteers working with children have the knowledge and skills they need to identify risks and signs of child sexual abuse, and increasing the participation of children and young people in policy design and delivery. Victim survivor Katrina Munting says the focus needs to be on prevention.
I'm still grieving for little me, and mopping up the mess afterwards, they're much better putting that money into stopping it from happening to start with.
The report also recommends the Ashley Youth Detention Centre be closed as soon as possible. The centre has been one of the key subjects of the report, with 55 workers accused of child sex abuse by former detainees. But the Premier hasn't committed to a date for its closure.
We all want the same thing. If there was any capacity to close it now, we would. I would not hesitate. There is no greater priority than child safety, but these young people need to have somewhere that keeps both them and the community safe and where they can access learning and therapeutic supports.
Instead, he's promising upgrades to safety, security and dignity, and a trial of guards wearing body cameras. The announcements have left another victim survivor, Azra Beach, dissatisfied.
I expected a little bit more. I was left wanting. I was left feeling disappointed and angry.
Applause was heard through the Parliament's public gallery as the Premier announced the government had made no further redactions to the Commission's report. The only redactions in the report are those requested by the Commission itself. Sam Leishman is hopeful Tasmania could become an example for others in child protection.
Rather than Tasmania look to what other jurisdictions and other states are doing in terms of child protection, we can get to the point where the rest of the country, even possibly the rest of the world, looks at Tasmania and says, well, Tasmania had a deep, dark, terrible problem and they've fixed it. How did they do it? We can use Tasmania as the example.
A more detailed response from the government will be delivered in December. Sophie Bennett, SBS News. If this story has impacted you or someone you know needs support, contact Lifeline Crisis Support on 131 114, Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467, or if you're under 25, the Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800. More information is available at beyondblue.org.au and lifeline.org.au. Anyone seeking information or support relating to sexual abuse can contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831 or Blue Knot on 1300 657 380.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.